Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The 7th Annual Red Fest Cattle Sale is coming up Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, four family-owned cattle operations in southwest Wisconsin with decades of experience and elite Red Angus genetics are coming together to bring you 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. The right cattle are waiting for you at Red Fest. Online at redfestsale.com. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at Red Fest.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans introduced their short-term funding bill that would avert a government shutdown, says ABC's Alex Fiché.
The 99-page bill adds $6 billion for veteran health care. It increases money for immigration and customs enforcement deportation. And it slashes non-government spending by $13 billion and cuts $20 billion from IRS enforcement.
But Democrats say they oppose the bill's priorities. President Trump's been in Florida all weekend, but in Washington, the Secret Service says it shot at a suicidal individual who may have traveled there from Indiana and pulled out a gun near the Eisenhower Executive Office Building next door to the White House. That person taken to a hospital, no word on their condition. Two people were critically hurt when someone rammed their vehicle into a CarMax store in Englewood, California. The driver was arrested, and brush fires on the east end of New York's Long Island forced the evacuation of a military base. At least two buildings were damaged. Smoke was billowing the air, visible for miles. This is ABC News. City of Newark, New Jersey's morning police detective Joseph Escana shot and killed Friday during a gun investigation. Another officer was critically hurt. The suspected killer is 14 years old. Newark Mayor Roz Baraka said Saturday,
"We just have to do a better job. I have to do a better job. Our families have to do a better job. The community has to do a better job at making sure that our children are not handling guns in the street, shooting at police officers. This is not a police problem. This is our problem. This is our collective problem."
In London, a man climbed up the iconic Big Ben clock Saturday holding a Palestinian flag. He was up there for 16 hours before authorities and a cherry picker convinced him to get down at midnight. He was arrested. And Texas prosecutors have decided against pressing charges against Kansas City Chiefs rookie Xavier Worthy. He was arrested on a felony domestic violence charge, but said they made the decision after speaking with witnesses. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some beautiful spring weather on the way here the next couple of days with an airflow coming in from the west to southwest. That coupled with the strong March sunshine and the bare ground now will produce some pretty warm temperatures. In fact, some record highs are expected on Monday in particular. We do have a cold front, though, marching through early Tuesday. That'll bring us much cooler conditions Tuesday into early Wednesday. But it won't last too long. Already the next surge of warm air coming in late in the work week. That will be pushing in ahead of a storm system coming out of the Rocky Mountains. Eventually, that'll bring us some rainfall with the most widespread activity expected Friday night. Right now, it looks like we could see at least a half inch of moisture. Might even be a couple of claps of thunder. Behind that, it should cool off as we go through next weekend, but really fairly quiet weather overall behind that weather system. Here's that forecast now for today. We are expecting sunny to partly cloudy skies, breezy and mild, high 59 degrees. Southwest to west wind 10 to 20. A few clouds tonight, dropping back to 31. Light west to southwest wind. Tomorrow, look for record high temperatures possible with sunshine and breezy conditions, high near 66, southwest wind between 10 and 20. Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and cooler, low 31, high about 44. Going into Wednesday, mixed skies and tranquil, low mid-20s, high in the low 50s. Thursday, partly cloudy and warmer, low at 34 with a high of 59. And Friday, mostly cloudy and windy, some isolated showers possible during the day, low in the mid-40s, high in the mid-60s. Widespread rain expected Friday night, maybe a few thunder showers as well. By Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few leftover showers possible, highs around 57 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a mostly sunny 27 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 21. Yesterday, we saw a high of 50 degrees with no precipitation, and a record high for this day, 68. That was set back in 1977. Just 2 years prior, though, we had a record low of 9 below in 1975. Last year on this day, our high was 41 and a low 28. Sunset today will be at 7, sunrise tomorrow at 7:26. No precipitation, but the barometer is falling as it's at 30.8 and we have light winds out of the south. Again, it's 26 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Daylight saving time began this morning at 2. Daylight saving time will run through the first Sunday in November. If you haven't changed your clocks, be sure to move them forward 1 hour. The result of daylight saving time will be in gaining an extra hour of evening sunlight this evening. As we spring forward into longer days with the start of daylight saving time, now is the time to be prepared for unexpected emergencies and severe weather season. Whether it is weather-related for the event, a power outage, or an emergency, Ready Wisconsin recommends everyone should have a plan in place. If you already have a plan, spring is a great time to review it with family members and make any necessary updates. It's also a good time to assemble or restock a home or vehicle emergency kit. Check for expired products or items that may need to be replaced. Home emergency kits should include items that are needed if someone is stuck at home for a few days, or to grab and go if you need to leave the area. For a home emergency kit, it's important to have a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and water in your home. Ready Wisconsin recommends having enough water stored to provide a gallon per person per day over a 3-day period. Other items in a home emergency kit should include a flashlight, extra batteries, a first aid kit, a whistle, horn, or other device to signal for help, a photocopy for personal identification, such as a driver's license, a list of emergency contacts, personal medical information, and medications, items for your pets, including identification tags on collars, veterinarian records, leashes, and a current photo of you with your pets. Daylight saving time is also an ideal time to prepare your home to better withstand the impact of severe weather events. Remove debris from your gutters, drains, and downspouts. Make sure the downspouts direct water away from your home and not toward your foundation. Trim tree limbs and branches so they do not snap off during high winds and damage your home. If you have limbs hanging near power lines, contact your utility provider about having them removed. If your home has a sump pump, test it to make sure it is clean and operable. Consider adding a battery-powered backup sump pump to keep the system working if the power goes out. Review your home insurance policies to ensure you're covered for hazards that threaten your area. Keep up-to-date record of your household items and valuable belongings. Take photos of appliances, as well as the interior and exterior structure of your property. Now, these are important when filing insurance claims. Check your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. Test the equipment to ensure it is functioning, and invest in new alarms if they are near or past the recommended replacement age. The Dane County Board adopted a resolution asking lawmakers to act to prevent gun violence. Municipal governments aren't allowed to make their own rules on guns, so the board is asking legislators to do so immediately. They're pushing for what typically is called common sense reforms, expanded background checks, requiring locked gun storage, and red flag laws, where people can petition the court to have someone have someone's access to their guns temporarily suspended if a judge agrees they may not be safe. Guns are the number one cause of death for American children, State Senator Kelda Royce.
I don't know how many dead kids we need for Republicans in this building to start caring about that and prioritizing their lives and their safety over their own political careers. But, you know, other states have done this, and some with Republican support. This is not rocket science. This is basic humanity.
Data shows the stronger the gun laws, the fewer people die. The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says Wisconsin currently gets a C for its gun safety laws. The grade would be better with the measures. Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019. Coverage for home-to-health and telehealth programs under Medicare used by several Wisconsin hospitals will expire at the end of the month, unless Congress extends the benefits. 6 Wisconsin hospitals rely on home-to-health for patient care, while 16 hospitals utilize the telehealth and other programs that are also set to expire, mostly affecting providers in the state's rural areas. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates the federal funding lost if the programs expire to be around $200 million. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is accepting applications for Wisconsin Fast Forward grants. According to a press release, the grant program is meant to increase the number of skilled workers in the state. Public agencies, private organizations, and tribal governments can apply for the program and could be eligible to receive some funding to train more skilled workers themselves. Grants award range from $5,000 to $400,000. Grant applications must be submitted, though, by 3 p.m. on March 11th. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The John and Sarah Coombe Farmstead, known as Tipisaukee. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, on the National Registry of Historic Places, number 1920, located just west of the junction of State Highway 60 and County X in the town of Richwood, Richland County, is the Coombe Farmstead, built by carpenter Henry Leffler. It dates back, and his contributing buildings include 1861 to 1888. John Coombe, a native of England, was the first Euro-American settler in Richland County. After first settling with his family in Ohio, Coombe arrived in 1838 in what is now Richland County and built a small log cabin. Coombe named his farm Tipisaukee after the Ho-Chunk village he found on that site. Having established himself as a successful farmer, in 1849, Coombe married Sarah Ann Palmer. In 1863, Coombe constructed the present gabled form of a farmhouse. The new wood frame house rested on a foundation built of stones that were collected in the nearby fields. The narrow clapboard siding was sawn at a nearby mill. It was from basswood trees that they grew on this farm. The interior is finished with white ash floorboards and a black walnut trim with doors. With minor exceptions, the exceptionally intact interior retains much of the original floor plan and finishes. Wallpaper, drapery, and carpeting dating to the 1880s adorn the interior. Also located on the property are a three-seat privy, a smokehouse, both dating back to 1863, an 1861 timber-framed barn, and an early corn crib. Other buildings on the property are more mid-20th century of construction and reflect the farmstead's continued use even to present day. Coombe died in 1882. His wife Sarah and the children continued running the farm, and it remains in the Coombe family even to this day. The farm is private property. Please respect the privacy of those owners. But present day, it's a part of what is Cross Currents Heritage Center. This is an educational and cultural organization committed to preserving and interpreting the natural indigenous and European settlers of the history in Southwest Wisconsin. Their website, crosscurrentsheritage.org. Listen next week for the history of Richland County. It's covering D.W. Bear Extraordinaire.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
We'll be right back. Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Sunday, March 9th. Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95 of Plain, died March 3rd at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, followed by military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion, Post 398, and burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95 of Plain. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died on March 3rd. A celebration of life will be held on Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center on Monday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church on Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Larry Logan Winger, 74 of Richland Center, died on Thursday. Funeral services will be held this coming Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on this coming Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Logan Winger, 74 of Richland Center. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, and died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held on Saturday at noon at the St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place in the Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church on Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died on Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, March 19th at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Military rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday, March 19th from 10 until 10:45 when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the mass and service at 11. Memorials in David's name may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin, of the Muscadet, or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68 of Richland Center, died on Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, April 12th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday, April 12th from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations in Gary's name may be made to Grace. Gary Edward Martinick, 68 of Richland Center. Martel Brown Martha Gillingham, 68 of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center, died on Tuesday. Funeral services will be held in Palmer Lake, Colorado. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with local arrangements. For Martel Brown Martha Gillingham, 68 of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Sending out birthday wishes today on behalf of the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday to Mary Lou Peterson, or Preston, excuse me. Also, happy birthday to Josh Jones and Linda Surum, all from the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday as well today to Hickory Rowe, Lydia Hinkle, Kristen Prohaska, Kaylee Sprague, and Bailey Bierce from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday today to Novalee Ludwig from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. The Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish Sarah Beyer, Tom Fowle, and Gary Kirshner all a happy birthday. Also, happy birthday to Mariah Green from Beulah Wesleyan. Happy birthday to Austin Jonas Gunningham from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Happy birthday to Connor Klingeman from Park Street Christian Church. Birthday wishes going out today to Austin Gunningham from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also, happy birthday to Austin Gunningham from Lori in the Guys. Five Points Lutheran Church today would like to wish Dick Bartles and Abigail Sturba a happy birthday as well. To all of you celebrating your big day, be it a birthday or anniversary, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks. WRCO's Phil Nee has more on the River Valley basketball game played yesterday.
The season came to an end for the River Valley Blackhawks on Saturday night in a WIAA regional boys basketball game. Platteville won the contest 75-56. For the Blackhawks, they fell behind early, but crawled back into the game in the early part of the second half, getting to within 8 before Platteville continued its barrage from beyond the arc. The Hillmen hit 12 three-point baskets. They were led in scoring by Myron Ryder with 23. Nathan Mum had 6 three-pointers and 18 points and 16 points by Jerron Blevins. River Valley was paced by senior Houston Thatcher. He had 16. Lucas Klein added 15, 12 for Caleb Drakenberg. From there, 4 apiece for Keegan Heiser and Quincy Blakely, 2 each for Jackson Thatcher and Caden Plumley. Also, 1 point scored by Sumner Knockreiner. River Valley was 11 of 12 from the line and made 1 three-point basket. Platteville was 11 for 19 from the line. The Hillmen move on in the WIAA tournament to take on Wisconsin Dells on Thursday evening. The season ends for River Valley at 14-13 in the regional championship game. Once again, Saturday night's final, Platteville 75, River Valley 56. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also in WIAA Boys High School Basketball Regional action yesterday, in overtime, it was Royal in Division 5 defeating Highland 60-53. North Crawford takes down Potosi 66-59. Abundant Life Christian scored an 89-60 win over Belmont, while Southwestern took down Barneveld 71-56. In Division 4, it was Mineral Point 83, Lancaster 43. And Darlington defeated Cuba City 64-42. Division 3 saw Platteville, as we just mentioned, win over River Valley 75-56. It was Wisconsin Dells over Lodi 50-40. In Division 2, Mount Horeb scored a 71-53 win over McFarland, and Monona Grove came out the winner, edging out Elkhorn 44-43. In high school girls basketball, in the tournament on Saturday, in Division 5, Barneveld defeated Elva Strum 60-39. In Division 4, it was Cuba City 47, Aquinas 43. And in Division 2, Edgewood defeated West Salem 67-42. This weekend in the WIAA State Gymnastics, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse on Saturday, River Valley's Anya Sefrud scored 5th place in vault, 22nd place in the beam. In bars, 24th place, and on the floor, did not finish, all around, 14th place. And state wrestling team tournament action on this weekend took place in the championship on Saturday for Division 1. Kakana defeated Arrowhead 54-13. In Division 2, it was the championship having Mineral Point defeat Wyawega Fremont 32-28. Also, Penn State rallied in the second half for an 86-75 victory over number 12 Wisconsin, preventing the Badger basketball team from clinching a double bye in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin went into the weekend in a three-way tie for third with Maryland and Purdue, but could have secured the double bye with a victory following Illinois' victory over the Boilermakers Friday. John Blackwell and Stephen Crowell had 19 apiece for Wisconsin, which had won 22 consecutive home games against Penn State. In interleague spring training action, it was the LA Angels defeating Milwaukee yesterday 6-2. And in NBA play, Orlando scored a narrow 111-109 win over the Bucks. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair. WRCO.
tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way.
Situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but he hasn't. His word tells us that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Make a way where there seems to be no way.
prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord of all. I just want to sing amazing grace, how sweet the sound saved us all.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Friday's the deadline for Congress to approve a new funding bill or face a government shutdown. And Saturday, House Republicans...